in the case of asteroids, for example, we're finding more and more of them all the time, and that's a good thing in one sense, but of course it's a little bit scary that we begin to realize that this is just the tip of the iceberg, and there are also objects out there that all of a sudden we didn't expect to find, and we realize there's a whole new class of objects, dark asteroids, which were not visible before, and we have to worry about these as well. It's good to have the knowledge, but also it raises the concern level too.
David, if we get hit by an asteroid, would it be one that just pops up and hits us? We didn't even have any notice, or is it going to be one like Apophis where it's out there, they think it's going to get close around 2036, and we've got 5 or 10 years to prepare for this thing?
We would have time to prepare for a big one. It's extremely unlikely that there's any large asteroids, and I'm thinking of anything even remotely up to a mile across or more. And of course, it's the ones that are 5 or 10 miles across that would be planet busters in the sense that they could actually change the course of civilization. And the ones that we really need to be more concerned about are the ones that are, you know, tens or hundreds of feet across, or possibly slightly larger than that, which if they landed in a city or in any kind of populated area could cause regional devastation. That's the sort of thing we really need to be more concerned about. Anything that would cause, for example, like the mass extinction of the dinosaurs back 65 million years ago, we would have a clear heads up on something like that probably decades in advance.
And we could probably prepare for it.
Yeah, we could prepare for it then. I mean, if there was any realistic chance of it hitting us, we could start to take measures to do something about it.
Let me give you some scenarios with asteroids and sizes and tell me what could happen. Let's say it's 500 feet in diameter, hits in the ocean, you know, maybe 300, 400, 500 miles offshore of a continent. What would happen? 500 feet.
Well, then you'd have to worry mostly about tsunamis. 500 feet would generate massive tsunamis, so any coastlines that were reachable by the tsunami would be in real trouble, and it would devastate any coastal cities that were certainly within hundreds of miles of the contact point. You wouldn't have so much in the way of climate change. You would throw stuff up into the atmosphere, but an asteroid that size probably wouldn't result in major climate change, but you would have devastation along the seaboards that were within reach of the tidal waves.
Would a tsunami with that kind of force, would it have the capability, David, of knocking down skyscrapers? Could it hit that hard?
Oh, yes, I think so. Yeah, I think if a 500-foot asteroid came down, say, a few hundred miles away from New York, it would completely overrun the city and would swamp it to a great depth. You would have a mass loss of life and certainly it would destroy the city.
Oh my God! How far inland do you think something like that would go? 50 miles? Miles?
Yeah, it would depend on the terrain, of course. I mean, if there was a mountain range near to the coast, then that would stop it. But if it was something, for example, like the Eastern Seaboard, where you don't, you've got a number of cities as you move inland. I mean, something 500 feet coming down fairly close to New York could wash in as far as Washington. You could see the White House being reachable by boat.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. And what about...
That's a sizable asteroid. 500 feet across, it is sizable, and if it does come down, as I say, near a populated area, that would be, regionally, it would be devastating.
What about the angle? Does that have anything to do with it in terms of the force of the tsunami?
You get into technical details. It's probably, if it came into a grazing angle, it would probably miss the Earth or bounce off the atmosphere. But if it's not likely to come into an incredibly shallow angle, so I don't think it's going to make that much difference. It would affect it to a certain extent, but not in a huge extent.
And if a 500 footer hit on land, would it take out that city, like?
Exactly. It would something 500 feet across. You're looking at setting off, say, 100 H-bombs. You can imagine what devastation that would cause. It would not just destroy the city, but it would destroy this. And also, you would get more of a climatic effect because you'd have huge amounts of material thrown up into the atmosphere, which would blanket the continent involved and much of the planet. It would be like a super volcano going off effectively, because it would throw up massive amounts of crustal material into the atmosphere, which would gradually spread around the whole planet for a while. So you'd have more of a climatic effect, and you'd have, obviously, it would destroy not only the state, for example, where it came down, but the state surrounding it as well would be very, very badly affected.
Do we have a concerted planetary-wide effort to track asteroids? Or I know, for example, JPL has the Near-Earth Tracking Center there.
There are several efforts going underway, most of which are coordinated. So we're very good now at detecting asteroids and bringing new instruments online that can detect smaller and smaller asteroids. And, of course, we've also got instruments in space. The WISE telescope, for example, which is an infrared telescope, can pick up darker asteroids which don't reflect so much light. They tend to be more visible in infrared. And the ground-based instruments are now able to pick up asteroids as small as, you know, a few tens of meters or even a few meters across if they're actually close. So we're getting very, very good at cataloging asteroids and building up a knowledge of what's actually out there. But there's still a huge amount we don't know. Detection, though, we've got reasonably well in hand. It's actually being able to do something about it if something is on a collision course where the problem lies.
Could we get bumped by an object such as a planet or our moon, for example, David? Could that happen, a collision?
An astronomer would tell you no. It's just not on the cards at all. I mean, I know there are theories that there may be an unknown planet in the solar system,
right,
for example, that, you know, is on an unusual orbit, say a very highly elliptical orbit, which occasionally comes into the inner solar system. I know that that's not a mainstream view. It's hard to see how something that big, you know, planets, I say something as big as the Earth, could just come out of the blue. We would probably know about it by now if it was out there. I'm not saying that that's definite. You know, if it was on a very, very extended orbit and it was way outside the, you know, planetary system at the moment, we might not know about it. But as soon as it came within, say, the orbit of Pluto and started to approach the sun, it would be immediately visible. Even amateur telescopes would start to pick it up.
And we'd be able to chart it. Yeah. And we'd be able to chart where it was going, wouldn't we?
We would be able to chart. As soon as we saw it, of course, everything would be focused on it then, and we would very quickly know the orbit it was in. So it's extraordinary. As an astronomer, I have to speak about these things as an astronomer, not about as a historian or an archaeologist or what have you. It's extraordinarily unlikely that there is an unknown planet, for example, in the solar system that would be capable of bumping into the Earth. There are rogue planets, which are planets sort of free floating around in space that we know about. But for one of those to enter the solar system and to cause any problems to us, that would be huge. That would be long-term. You know, we're talking about our future, and we would know about it well in advance. Of course, it would be difficult to do something about it if there was something that large on a collision course.